Yeah, basically Shermer's point was, he would say several times, so if the origin of creation began with time and space, what was before time? What was before the origin of creation or that
who said that?
Essentially creation, this is Shermer.
Yeah. So what's his point?
Essentially creation is created within time and space. But what was before time and space?
Well, yeah, I can answer that. What was before time and space? A spiritual realm, which still exists, in other words, time and space, it's like they can be time and space are eternal. But material time and space, that means time and space operating under certain restricting conditions, begins and ends. Mm. Next.
Well, he just said there's no way for us to know, and therefore...
Wait a second. If you make the statement there's no way for us to know, you claim omniscience. Mm. Because how can you know? You're claiming that your consciousness represents everyone. And that everyone in the world, their consciousness, basically, is very similar to yours. And so if you can't know something, no one can know it. Well, how do you know that? How do you know that someone is in a higher state of consciousness than you? Mm-hmm. And as far as proving it to you, what if the proof is that you have to come to a higher state of consciousness, and if you're not able to, it's tough luck. It's like, what if someone just flunks physics? They just can't do physics. Does that mean physics is mythology? Mm-hmm. These people are such punky little turds. I mean, they have no brains. It's just like they're nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the idea of how can you tell the difference between no God or a God who works invisibly through the laws of nature?
How? Because there may be other means of communicating with that God. There may be many means. There are many people who are quite satisfied, including myself, that they have a real, tangible relationship with God. Mm-hmm. You're begging the question. Because if there is a spiritual realm, and if we are ultimately spiritual beings, then that means that on that spiritual level there can be communication and mutual knowledge. And there can't be, only if there's not. But you're trying to prove there's not. So you can't assume there's not to prove there's not, that circular reasoning. Punk.